Money, 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 must be sunny in a rich man's world. I never claimed to sing, guys, never claimed to sing. That's from Mamma Mia. Money, 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 I want money. Money, 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 money. Humanity, like a herd of big-eyed cows, we're looking for the grass that's always a little bit greener. So where is my money, and how do I get it? Hello and welcome to Tall Cat Psychic 101, No Nonsense Wisdom, Refreshingly Real Radio. Can you guess what the topic is? Manifestation, baby. Manifestation. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Manifestation. Just Tall Cat this evening. The call lines will be open for sample mini readings in just a bit. Remember, I love taking calls and I'm really easy to speak with, so take a chance, take a risk, and call in a little bit. I am a psychic medium and a teacher. So what makes me a little bit different from a lot of psychics is that I respect your ability to direct your own life. I am very happy when you come to see me, and I am even more happy when you no longer need to see me. My website is KarenTallCat.com. The site is created to offer resources and information even if you decide not to use my services. So check it out. While we're on the show tonight, even check it out during the show. That's Karen, Tallcat with a K, Conley, Conley.com. While we're on that subject of personal promotion, if you would like to schedule a personal reading, contact Mr.TallcatK@gmail.com. We're going to talk about the process of creating, of manifestation, baby, because almost every client that I speak with comes in with questions about this area. So why is this topic of manifesting and creating your dreams important? you know, it's nothing new, and everybody knows we certainly have this secret out there beating us over the head with the law of attraction, right? If you could manifest, this is why it's important. If you could manifest consistently and accurately, then you would be fully in charge of yourself, wouldn't you? You would be even in charge of your reality instead of reality being in charge of you. Now, wealth, health, or romance, no matter what, manifesting seems to be the topic of these uncertain and unstable times we live in. Now, to be honest, many of us, including yours truly, moi, are not hitting the mark in manifesting, at least not consistently, when it comes to our heart's desire and changing our circumstances for the better. So we're going to talk a little bit tonight about ways to sort of self-correct and make our manifestations happen more accurately, and so that we know exactly what we're doing. Because there's so much information out there in so many metaphysical circles on how to do it. And it is an important skill to learn. As a master, as a divine being that you are, you want to be good at it. And then you want to share it with somebody else. So, again, I want to say the call lines, I'm going to say they're open now, so please do call in. Now, what I'd like you to do is, if you call in, you're welcome to ask me a question for a personal reading. That's like a little sample mini reading. You know, it's not a full-length reading like it would be if you had one with me, you know, personally, but it's, you know, a way to see what my work is like. So ask a question about a personal reading if you want, or I'd especially love it if you would contribute to the topic and maybe share some of your really great manifestations or really poopy manifestations and your experience with it, because when we share experience, we all grow. So here's the call numbers for Station 1, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So the call lines are open now, so move right on in. Don't be shy. Take a chance. Take a risk. Give me a call. I'll just answer your question, and then we'll move on with what we're discussing. So give us a call. All righty. As I was saying, to be honest, many of us, including me, are not always hitting the mark, at least not consistently, when it comes to creating our true heart's desire or to change our circumstances for the better. So if you know, there's lots of things to choose from if you want to try to create. There's a ton of books out there. All you have to do is go online and Google manifestation, and you'll get page after page of suggestions and things that you can purchase to try to learn how to do it. So which method really works anyhow? Is it The Secret? Is it a late night infomercial? What is it? How do we do it? And how do we know how to self-correct? Should we pray? Well, most prayers, to be honest, are spoken from a place of disconnection from, you know, from disconnection from what we hope to receive and from the God source. Should we consult a psychic medium? Isn't that special, as the church lady said on Saturday Night Live? What about the power of affirmations? Do they really work? Have you been doing them and they aren't working and it's really disappointing? What about those fancy sacred rituals with crystals and, you know, you wear special things and you do certain stuff? What about sacred rituals? Do they really work? And how come all of this stuff seems to work sometimes, but not always? What is it? Finally, we decide most times, oh, to hell with it, whatever. And we wind up just riding along in life, doing the best we can. Once again, I want to say the call lines are open if you'd like to call in for a sample mini reading, or if you want to contribute to the discussion, share your experience about creating your dreams. The number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Also, take a look at my website while we're online. It's Karen, Tallcat with a K, Conley, Conley.com. That's where you can schedule a personal reading or check on news and events and what's going on with me. If you want to schedule a personal reading, contact mr.tallcat@gmail.com. So, very often we find ourselves lost at sea in life, hopeful and then hopeless. Dreams get abandoned, we settle for the same old, you know, we basically wind up kind of like living a life of, you know, reruns instead of reaching out for new experiences and adventures. I mean, I know in my own case, sometimes I hesitate to apply my learning of manifestation because I'm afraid it's not going to happen and I'll be disappointed again. So it's kind of like we enter a vicious circle when it comes to trying to take charge of our reality and really create what we really desire and live the kind of life we would be proud of and that makes us really happy and fully content. Too often we settle. You know, we stop allowing this plane or this dimension to stimulate decisions. And you know, the reason we're on this plane and the reason we have so many experiences of contrast around us of things we don't want is simply to stimulate us to make decisions, because through making those decisions and choices, we gain experience and wisdom and our soul advances, and we also go to something new instead of the same old. I can say from the current place in my own evolution and through my personal experience, I'm going to share with you ways to avoid the shortfalls and some of the crash landings as far as manifesting your desires. Remember, the call lines are open now. So the numbers, you can look just right there on the front page at BBS. It's 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I see we have a caller. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Tamara Bell.
I'm sorry?
Tamara.
Tamara.
Yes.
What can I do for you?
I would like a mini reading.
You would like a mini reading.
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you where you're calling from, Tamara.
California. The San Jose area in California.
Oh, nice area.
Yes.
Must be beautiful right now.
Yes.
Well, tell me a question that you have.
I'd like to buy a home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if this is the sort of, I've never listened to your show
before.
Oh,
well, welcome, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Meeting you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering if you could see if now is a good time for me to get a loan and buy a home.
Okay. Here's what I see, and here's how I work, a little
okay.
bit about how I work. I don't use any tarot cards, and I don't use any tools. I really don't even need your name or your birth date in order to tap into your energy. I just have a way of diving right in there.
Okay.
And I work from your auric field and from higher dimensions. And what I see around you, Tamara, is that you are a hard worker.
Yes.
you really are, you know how to apply yourself. And I also have the sense that you were raised or something in your background, whether it was instilled in you by older adults around you or if you learned it from the situation that you were in, that it's as though almost unconsciously to you, to get ahead, a bit of struggle is necessary. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
It's almost as though, Tamara, if Spirit World were to say, we have an easier way for you to manifest this home of your dreams, you might actually, without even realizing it, you'd be thinking, yes, that seems very easy, but I'm going to go this way because it has more righteous difficulty. This is a little bit of your, you know, these are the glitches we all have, but I'm just pointing this out to you because I want you to know that I'm actually, you know, cueing into who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as buying a home, do you have children?
Can you speak up louder? I'm sorry.
Do you have children?
Yes, two boys.
Okay,
yes.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. And are you a single mother?
Yes.
That's what I thought as well. As a single mother with two children, this is what Spirit wants to say, and I'm going to get to your question about the house, but I want to go along this line because it's important or I wouldn't be getting it. The Spirit World wants to say to you that they see you as you are like a shining star as far as a mother goes.
Oh, good.
You are really doing extremely well in mothering.
Oh, good.
And their message from Spirit World is for you to, they would really love for you to be able to trust and relax a little bit. Because a lot of the blocks and the difficulties that you've been through in the recent past are wrapping up and that's over. You're about to step into a new chapter, a fresh page, a new start.
I'm going to press the reset button.
Yes, reset button. Go, girl. That's right. Reboot it. It's reboot time. Reboot that computer of yours, because this is new. And what I see for you in your future is, boy, it looks like three wonderful blessings in a row. As far as timing, don't get too concerned about timing. Just grab on to what this is. Romance, even though you may think you don't want it right now. Romance.
How do you know these things?
a definite increase in income, okay. either from a new job or the current job. Something's going to manifest with more money coming towards you, although you're not doing that bad now, but it's going to be improved there.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is, wow, are you living in the place exactly where you want to be? The location?
I'm thinking of a different location.
I think moving is
work. Yeah.
I see moving on your timeline. And this move, if you choose to go for it, it's not going to be without challenges, but it's also going to be a real adventurous ride. And that's where I see the house that you really would love is. It's not necessarily there in California.
Okay.
So, like, the tip-off from the spirit world is to have your mind open,
mm-hmm.
that it may be somewhere else and it may involve a move, but so what if it's what you want, right?
Right. Do you see me buying two houses then, like one now and then one, you know, a year or two down the road?
What it looks like to me, Tamara, is not really two houses, but a creative arrangement on one that's either like a lease purchase option or some kind of, it's an unusual agreement that you'll come to with other persons that's going to work beautifully for you.
In the short run or long run?
Short run for the house. Short run for the house. A little bit longer for the romance and the money to change and all that sort of stuff. But you're on a path right now that has glitter all over it.
Oh, good.
And you really kind of earned it.
I do. I try hard.
You did. And so, you know, and as we talk a little bit more tonight, I'm going to talk about that trying business, because it's real important, the message that came through quite strongly for me, from you, I'm sorry, not from me, but from spirit, is that relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And trust. It'll be okay.
Okay.
All right?
All righty. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Very, very much.
I'm glad you tuned in.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so back to the manifestation topic, and the lines are still open, so feel free to call. I'm really good at jumping back and forth, so it's okay. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. So as I was saying, you know, to be honest, many of us, including me, are not always hitting the mark, at least not consistently, when it comes to our heart's desires and changing our circumstances for the better, for the highest and best, really, not just the better, but for the highest and best. You know, I'm talking like really getting the juice out of life. I'm not talking just okay and just common sense and what looks a little bit better. I'm talking really designing a life that gets you excited. And we wonder which method really works. I mean, a lot of us try different ones for a while, and then we cast it aside because it doesn't work. You know, like I was saying, we've all been, you know, hit over the head plenty of times by the secret, the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is a true law, but it's not all there is when it comes to manifestation. I know, surprise, surprise. And it's not on the late night infomercials either. So it's important when we're seeking, particularly if we pray when we seek, and there's nothing wrong with communication through prayer. The problem with prayers are that most are spoken from a place of disconnection from what we hope to receive and from the God source. That's real important, and we're going to talk about it a little more, but first I hear we have a caller. Hello.
Yes, hi, Karen.
Hi.
This is Marilyn.
This is Carolyn?
Marilyn from
Maryland.
Maryland.
From where?
Yes. Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah.
How can I help you, girl?
Well, I suppose on the line of what your topic is tonight, you know, the probably one of the most commonplace questions is, when is my ship going to come in?
When is your ship going to come in? You know, the only thing that is equal in frequent regularity of questions to when is my ship going to come in is the romance question.
Yeah, I imagine.
Which is probably part of your ship coming in, right?
Well, No, not really.
Okay. All right. Here's what I see when I look at you and your energy pattern. I see that you have actually been able to lock in energetically and create things in the past. Yes?
Create things from the past?
You have created things. You have manifested things.
Oh, well, yeah, see, that's the thing. I do believe that everything that everybody creates everything.
Absolutely.
That they're experiencing.
Absolutely. It's all us. It's all us. And what you have is, it's almost as though what I'm looking at when I look at your energy is like a piece of paper with a list of things on it that you have, as you might say, yet to achieve, correct?
Yes.
And you're thinking about this list, so to speak, is that you really are questioning if some of this stuff is ever going to happen based on where you are in the timeline of your life. By that, I mean your age and your circumstances and the social conditioning around you. There's a part of you that is kind of like, maybe it's too late?
Well, no, not really.
Good.
I mean, as time goes by, and, you know, I mean, you wait and wait, you wonder, well, maybe I've become philosophical.
Yes.
You know, perhaps timing is everything, and so I'm open-minded in that regard.
Okay.
But I am getting a little bit impatient.
That's my feeling, is that there's a time factor here.
That's what you mean, yeah.
And there is, this is really great because these calls are lining up perfect with what I have planned to discuss tonight and the issue of timing. As you know, time is linear to we humans, and it doesn't matter so much to the spirit world, and we are very much into the quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times, particularly when an experience that you're seeking is new to you. You haven't really had this experience before on that level. And when you focus in on that type of a dream or desire or manifestation, often what ensues is chaos instead of the manifestation. And the chaos happens because that's how matter is transformed. And I think that what you're looking for, when I look at your energy, is that you're looking for something that is new and different that you really haven't experienced before. Right?
Yeah, I'm somewhat bored.
I know.
I'm externally speaking. Internally, there's a lot of action. It's just not translating. I'm wondering, it's interesting, it's not really translating outer, externally.
Mm-hmm. What I see is that it looks to me like there's two items that are really near and dear to your heart. And what I see when I look on the energetic plane is that these desires of yours, actually when you were in a place of alignment with them at various times, they started moving down towards you. But what happens with all of us, me included, when a time factor kicks in, very often we drop the ball and we stop holding the focus on it. And
right,
so,
the backslide. Uh-huh.
And so then it gets sort of stuck or stagnates. It's almost like spiritual indigestion. It doesn't quite make it to you. I would say that your hopes and your dreams are like halfway there, Marilyn. And all you need is a fresh connection to bring it on home. It is coming. Your ship is coming in.
Yeah. Well, really, and if I could just segue into just really, you know, like so many others, I want to experience what it's like to have, you know, whatever God-given gifts I have. I would like to feel like I'm actually using them in it, and in that regard, I feel very stifled because it's confusing. I just don't. It's a quagmire for me.
Well, actually, I want to say to you that being in a quagmire and being confused and where you are right now is a really good place because it makes you aware. It makes you really aware that you need to do something maybe a little different. So you're in a place where things can really open up and begin to change for you. And I want to tell you that just taking the time to dial the number and call into this show has activated some energetic shifts in your field. So as we continue to talk, I'm going to be touching on some things that are really going to help you. And because what you need is tools. You know what you want. You just need a fresh tool to get it.
Something fresh.
Yeah. something new, and I'm gonna come to it.
Okay.
Okay.
All
Thanks
right.
for calling, well, Marilyn.
Thank you very much,
okay.
Karen.
Bye.
I'll listen up. Bye.
So, what should we do? Should we pray? It would work, except we're coming from a place of disconnection, technically, from what we hope to receive and from the God source. Should we consult a psychic medium like me? What about the power of affirmations? They don't seem to work, and it's very disappointing. So we say, oh, to hell with it, whatever, and we just kind of coast. So we settle, and we stop allowing this plane of dimension to stimulate decisions within us. Now, from my current place, I'm going to try to share with you ways to avoid these some of the shortfalls in the crash landings. And if you would just hang with me and listen, because these are kind of complicated in some ways to understand, but I'm going to also wrap it up at the end with some reference points for you so that you can understand more deeply for yourself. Okay, my teacher Rampa, who is a 35,000-year-old ascended master, like, hey, how much better a source can one have? I'm paraphrasing some of what he says. You are the greatest mystery in the world. Magnificence in human form, just being a part of humanity, is a holy experience. We are loved by many entities, seen and unseen, from many universes and in all levels of life. Without you, universes, life, molecular structures would never have existed. Regardless of how you think of yourself, you have added to this spectacular display of the totality of all that is. Not one of you look alike. You are all like flowers of a magnificent garden. Beautiful, different, each of you expressing God through the uniqueness of your own willful creative designs. So all of us, without exception, we are a round, divine ball of light within a physical body of density. And as divine beings, we are natural creators. So what are some of the reasons our dreams don't always come about? Well, here's one. When I was speaking about being out of alignment when we pray, often in an effort to pray or receive guidance, we communicate from a place of disconnection from the God source and from that which we desire. Our prayers actually enhance the separation between who we are and what we are reaching for. Now, spirit realms do not choose for you, but they will choose with you. Be the God that is you, which means closing the gap and solving that separation, becoming one with who you are in the endeavor of living and becoming the God that is you. You are the God that creates worlds. Don't be humble and try to put yourself apart from that. Embrace the God that you are and ride that big wave of life, because that puts you in the proper position to request guidance when you pray. I think we have a caller on the phone. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
It's Talkat. Who am I speaking with?
Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. Where are you calling from, Vicki?
Carmel Valley.
Oh.
California.
Nice. Another Cali girl.
Yes.
What can I do for you?
I was wondering if my guides have anything they would like to tell me.
Well, from what I can see, Vicki, it looks as though you are kind of in a spot of what I would almost term loosely as kind of boredom, or not exactly boredom, but like you're into some kind of a repetitious cycle right now, and you need an adventure. That's the message. You really need an adventure. Does that resonate with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're in a stuffy, stale sort of place. You know, we all have them. And you need more than anything a real good adventure. And what I mean by an adventure is something that's totally different and feels almost out of place for you. Doesn't matter really what it is. But it's something that once you make that move and you create that adventure, things are going to start waking up within you, because part of you, inside of you, is asleep.
Yeah.
It's dormant.
Is that why the universe created this jury thing?
Oh, it could be, because you know you're asleep inside and you're not really
And this happens to all of us. We have this happen to us. It's just part of being human in this experience, and we learn from it. And this is going to be a turning point for you. It's not going to be repeated after this, because you got a really big spiritual 2x4. And you're not going to get dormant inside again and go to sleep. You're going to stay awake after you pass through this.
Okay.
And everything that's happening to you, you are in a chaos situation. And as I was saying before, when chaos comes like that, and you did really create this, actually, this whole difficulty. You know, we don't like to see that. We don't like to see when we create something hard or messy, like looks like a pile of poop. That's not mine, but it is. And you did it from your higher self, and it is waking you up. It is waking you up, and it's going to propel you forward like no tomorrow.
Great.
And what I suggest is that you embrace this chaos, because on the other side of it is transformation and change, and you're going to really come into who you are when you come through it.
Cool.
Total, I'm talking really big changes on many levels of your life. So, you know, all you have to do is grab on and ride it.
Well, it's a tiny little thing. It should be over by the middle of next week. You know, it's just got called to.
It's enough, though. It's enough to to rattle your cage. It's something that you haven't encountered before.
No.
And you're having to. It's making you stretch. It's making you uncomfortable. And you know, truthfully, Camille, you need to be uncomfortable. Vicky. Vicky, you need to be uncomfortable.
All right. Well, it's not that bad. Okay.
You can handle it. And
yeah.
It's a little bridge over to some new and exciting adventures.
Cool. Yeah, I had a feeling that there must be something.
It is. This is something to get you moving, get you awake. And there's one more bump a short distance down the road, and then you're going to really be sailing.
Very good.
So pay attention to all of it.
Okay.
Okay.
You.
Thanks for calling, Vicki.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So, as I was saying, spirit realms do not choose for you, but they will choose with you. You know, since we are really the God that creates worlds, you know, we it's wrong to humble ourselves and try to put ourselves apart from that. You know, and how that happens is this. What we call God is different from what God actually is. We humans form a perspective of something, and we try to make everything fit into it. Like, you know, what we are is God, and God is consciousness expanding. That is the truth. Now, we find this concept unsettling because we were taught in Sunday school that God is really a, you know, big version of us up there, and only he has all the answers, and he not only has all the answers, he isn't giving them out without a lot of serious pleading from us. So, by creating that image of God, we make ourselves inferior to and separate from God. If we see ourselves as co-creators along with God, a divine piece of God in a human body, that's when we really kick into the good stuff. And it is, to see this bigger picture from our physical format, I know isn't so easy, but it's important. Another thing we do that gets in our own way is we focus on trying. If our focus is on trying effort, then all we will manifest is trying. Duh. I was shocked when I learned that, but boy, did it wake me up. The all-American way is to take physical action, and the belief is that struggle is part of succeeding. In fact, struggle is somehow the more righteous way, you know? And it diverts us. Those beliefs, those social conscious beliefs of America, divert us from learning the art, and it is an art form, of creating from the quantum field, which is, guess what? The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven within us is the quantum field. We often do not create what we wish because, or we create a contrast experiment of what we don't want because we are coming from a place of separation instead of equality and alignment with God and what it is we desire. I see we have a caller. Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
This is TalkAd. Who are you?
This is Ellen.
Ellen.
And I was listening to your show and calling for a reading.
Okay, Ellen. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northern California.
Oh, everybody's in California. Wow. Okay, Ellen, have you experienced a loss recently, a personal loss?
A loss in the last couple of years, a loss of my job.
Okay. And are you married?
No.
Because I see something around revolving around relationship. Either you are searching for one, or you're in one that isn't exactly so comfortable anymore.
Okay.
Okay? Is that true?
I'm not in a relationship.
Okay. And is that one of the things you would like to see different in your life?
I would like to see that, yes.
Yeah. I know you're not, like, desperate for relationship, and you're not out of balance about it. But I do think that this is something that you would find very satisfying, and that is kind of something that is that matters. And what Spirit wants to say is this relationship idea, you can absolutely, without a doubt, create something truly wonderful and different from anything you've known before in that area. But as far as the recent loss, I know you said your dog died 2 years ago, right?
No. I left my husband 2 years
ago. You left your husband.
I lost my job.
You lost your job. Sorry, we seem to have a little static there. I apologize. I'm glad I asked you. Your husband died 2 years ago, right?
2 years ago, I lost my job.
Your job. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. And nothing's come forward since then?
No.
Okay. There is definitely... this is not how this has to continue for you in your future. There, I see two options coming up in the near future for you as far as work goes. And it is something that it really matters how you look at the possibilities of this, because it's been a long time since anything has really come forward. And when we go for a long time without an answer, we tend to lose touch with the immediacy of what we're after. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to know that there is something as far as the way work goes, it's coming up in the near future for you. And also, Spirit World is aware of the way the last job ended was particularly difficult for you, yes?
Yes.
Because that's what they want me to point out to you. They know that. The people, the spirits that love you on the other side are aware of this sense of loss regarding the job. You know, it's not just the job that's gone, but the way it went was painful, so to speak. So what's ahead for you is two opportunities. You're going to actually get to choose which one you want.
Okay.
Isn't that wonderful? But it's important.
Yes.
But it's important that you get some excitement about it, and I'm going to give you some techniques before the show is over to sort of bring it on home.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Ellen.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. So, it is important as we go along creating to realize that we are perpetual ongoing beings with, you know, like different vantage points. It does not matter how much info is given to you if you cannot live, feel, or experience outside of your own individual beliefs. So, real important to evaluate our beliefs, like about how we pray and how we manifest as we go along on this training ground of terra firma. Because once you know, really know, that you are divine just as you are, and that God is right there within you, not outside of you, on a big chair with his laptop record of all your transgressions before him, you are in a more open place of clarity for creating. Now, the value of alignment. Being focused with intention alone is not really enough to manifest your dream, because what you desire must be the same frequency as you. In other words, you must be in vibrational alignment or match up with it. In other words, you must become what you desire. We can't keep telling the same old story and expect different circumstances. You know, when you control your vibration, you control everything that has to do with you, that's around you. And when we desire something wholeheartedly, or so we think, often we're really offering two different vibrations. It goes like this. I want a lover. I want a lover, but my lover won't come. I want a lover. I deserve a lover. I want to be loved, baby. And then finally, my lover didn't come. We're offering two different vibrations of thought to source. Perhaps chaos arrives, and then we drop the ball because it's chaos. Eek! Yuck, we want to get away from it. Very often when we are focused on something that doesn't exist yet, we spoke of this earlier, it's not yet in your experience, then that experience has to come from somewhere, and guess where it emerges from? chaos because the experience you are focused on is outside of your realm of current knowing. Chaos is necessary to transform the old into the new reality. So what to do if you're in chaos? Hold that focus in the middle of the chaos because that is the process of matter reorganizing itself. Okay, big question. If manifestations don't come from heaven or God, then where are they coming from? I used to wonder about this. And I hope you get this. And I hope I explain it clearly because this is powerful. The saying that what we think matters is not an old cliche after all. The inside of our little computer brain where thought happens is where consciousness is processed through the pathways of our brain, the network of neurons. Now, thought, defined, is processed consciousness. Human thought is what creates the fabric of the quantum field where all energy-carrying information comes from. So our thoughts become the people, places, times, and events of our lives. I see it like this, kind of like I see the levels of the light planes, kind of like the Bible's description of the angels ascending and descending the ladder to heaven. Our stuff that we're creating is coming and going all the time on the different light levels. And it's based on our thought. It all comes truly from within us. I hear we have a caller. Hello.
Yes, hi. Jen.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Sheila and I'm in L.A.
I'm sorry, would you say that one more time?
My name is Sheila and I'm in L.A.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you? What's your question?
Okay, my question is, I am in the process of thinking about moving. I have an opportunity to move.
Okay.
I was thinking about moving like to North Hollywood or Van Nuys in that area, and I'm somewhat, I'm not stuck. It's just that I just need some advice as to should I move in that direction. I have more questions, but that it's not important right
now. Okay, yeah, that's the most important one for you. And I'm going to tell you what I see in your energy field. And I always tell people, since everyone's co-creating as we go along, take what I say and run it past your own inner knowing. But the vibe I get first off on that move to the Van Nuys area is not that it's the best choice. Have you had doubts about it yourself?
You said it's not a good choice?
Mm-hmm. And it might be something a little bit better for you.
Venice area? I can barely hear you.
Oh, so sorry. I can't turn the volume up, but I think the station will for you, and I'll speak up. I don't get the feeling that that particular move to that area is necessarily your, where things are going to work out the best for you. The thing to do is not take my word for it, though, Sheila. Go there and really investigate it for yourself, and just have a heads up that, you want to really look at it thoroughly before you make that decision.
All right.
Okay. Have you had
something about the Venice area?
No, I didn't particularly get a certain area for you. I just think the one that you're thinking of may not be exactly the highest and best.
Okay, have you had North Hollywood, period.
No, have you had a question within yourself about it? Not certain?
Yeah, I've been looking in that area, in North Hollywood, in Van Nuys area.
Okay.
And I was thinking it would be better than to just stay in L.A.
You need a move. You definitely need a move. And I see a move coming in your future. I just don't particularly get a real good vibe about where you're looking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just use that as, information to be assimilated by you, who really knows best for your life.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling,
Sheila.
All right. Thanks
so much.
Okay, good
all
luck
right,
and bye.
You. Have a good day. Bye.
So, where was I in my great genius speaking here? Oh, yes. Offering two different contradictory thought vibrations means you're not completely in alignment with what you want. So the thing to do is when you'll notice a contradictory thought because it'll feel different. And when that happens, just change it knowingly and with focus. Just change it. Keep changing it until you find yourself really in alignment with the desire of your heart, that you really feel oh yes, it's really coming and I'm so ready and it's going to be so good and everything is all shiny and glittery about it. So you feel a shift in yourself. That means you're in alignment. So it is true that reality gives birth to the dream, but the dream is where you put your attention to bring it to you. So look around for the dominant vibration in what you are thinking and feeling, and then ask yourself, is it coming from lack or abundance? You know, do a little bit of poking around within yourself. Whatever you are thinking about, oh, get this, because this is this. When I read this from Abraham Hicks, it just knocked me back out of my chair. I was up about 2 a.m. on the computer, and I looked there, and I saw it, and it just, wow. I happened to be up at 2 a.m. worrying. I know I'm not the only one that's ever done that, but I was up worrying at 2 a.m. and I went to Abraham Hicks and there was this comment. When you are worrying, you are actually planning. Whatever you are thinking about is literally like planning a future event. When you are worrying, you are planning. When you are appreciating, you are planning. So what are you planning? Wow, that's so simple and so big and really true. I want to address a little bit about the time it takes to manifest things. We are definitely a quick fix society. Most of us, frankly, unless we train ourselves, do not know how to focus, first of all. We would do almost anything other than have to just sit still and focus. It's our society. And it is something that we have to look at. And if it takes time for something to come down to us through the levels of light, that's most of the time, that's when we drop the ball. And when we drop the ball, the other end, the mirror image on the other end of the spirit world stops too. It's really up to us to keep holding that image. Now, if we can get past the concept of linear time mattering, if we can get past the concept of our expectations and our opinions about how it should manifest, if we can just hold the dream clearly before us without trying to make it happen and what if and that means this and that sign means that, just keep holding our intention and our focus on it, we'll get there because eventually it just has to be. I've created some dreams in less than 24 hours, and some I have been holding a focus for many years. Have a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jeannie in the San Francisco area.
Hi. How can I answer your question tonight?
You know, I just decided I'm not going to worry about this. I'm going to call you.
Oh, good. So what's your question?
Well, it's about work. I kind of left a job,
mm-hmm.
and I got into some art, and now I'm thinking about, if I go back to my old work, I have to finish some more college. So it's like, you know, an investment of time and money to go back to my more mainstream job.
Okay.
And I'm not sure which way to invest, the art or the mainstream.
You always go the mainstream?
What? Do I always go there?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Did you say you always go mainstream?
No, I said that's the choice, to go back to mainstream and finish my degree or to just fall into my art. And
yes, I see what you're saying. Here's what I see in your auric field. You take this information and consider it and run it past your own inner knowing. But what I see is that for most of your life, you really have done the right thing and been cautious and, frankly, like most of us, living within the confines of social conditioning and the American way. You know, hard work and, you know, saving for retirement and all of those good things. And this point in your life right now, where you are precisely right now,
I have no retirement.
That's a whole other topic, but focus that we have as Americans on the retirement, I truly feel that this incredible pressure we put on ourselves about retirement
is something that stops us from really achieving what we want.
Yeah.
It's the American babble, you know, that we get from all of our media sources, et cetera. And not that we should ignore such things, but it also isn't life and death. I mean, as you know, life insurance, we're insuring our own death, if you think about it. So what I suggest for you, what I see around you, is that if there was ever a time for you to break the mold and take a chance, it's now. And I know that that kind of, the thought of that almost takes your breath away, because it just would be so much easier to do the sensible thing. But you've done the sensible thing before, and it's time to do something that involves risk now. And you really want to within yourself, don't you?
I really, really want to.
Now, your art, you're gifted. You really are gifted. You have true ability. You do. I see it. I'm not just trying to make you feel good. I really do see it. And I see this developing two or three times. Once you start working with the art, it's going to be in one level, and then it's going to change and go another direction, and then another, and then you're going to be there. So it's going to be a few curves in the road as you develop this art. And you may need to take something on to support yourself as you go through this development of this gift with your art. But your art is meant to bless other people, too. It's not just about you being an artist and feeling great. Oh, I'm an artist, and that's my name on there. It involves really healing and upliftment and inspiration for others. Your dream of art, and you have dreams about it when you sleep, it is the voice of your spirit and your soul right now is talking to you, trying to tell you to go for it. Go for it.
It is divinely inspired, no doubt.
It is. It is from a divine place, this feeling of I need to go toward the artistic world. And it is important for you to listen to it. And don't worry about being out of balance and that you'll be a starving artist and all those kind of thoughts. Just go for what you know you're being led toward. Without, you know, don't overthink it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Both
you. I wish you good luck. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Recipe.
You're welcome. So I'm happy that we've had these calls, and I hope that I've been able to explain some of these concepts to you clearly, because they're really different from the way we're brought up and the teaching that we have from society and from the people that educate us. I want to, if you guys don't have a pen and a paper, you know, get something so you can write down these suggested resources. They're the best that I know of to help you as far as manifesting and making these decisions and really being powerful with it and certain of yourself, as you should be. So the resources that I want to mention to you, and if you don't get them written down, just go to the archives. You can find them there, or you can find the archives of this show on my website, Karen Tallcat with a K, Conley.com, shameless plug. Resources. Ramtha.com. His name is spelled R-A-M-T-H-A. Ramtha.com contains the teachings of J.Z. Knight and Ramtha's Ancient School of Wisdom. From these individuals, J.Z. Knight and Ramtha, and the school's curriculum, I have learned what is true and real in life and how to apply it. And the other website is Abraham, just like in the Bible, AbrahamHicks.com. Jerry and Esther Hicks and Abraham offer simple tools that work right away if you're willing to integrate the information. Ramtha's The White Book and A Master's Guide to Creating Reality, Ask and It Is Given by Jerry and Esther Hicks. That's all for now. I'll be back again at 6 p.m. PDT on Station 1 on the 4th and 5th Mondays of this month. That's September 22nd and September 29th. Thanks for listening. If you would like to schedule a personal reading or check out news and events, go to Karen Tallcat with a K, Conley.com, or Mr.Tallcat@gmail.com. I'm sending you on with a little music from Mark Stanton Welch. It really doesn't matter, so just relax and listen to a really good song. Be well, my friends. To life.
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter all the things that I worry about. Why not take this moment and fully live this moment? Stop trying to figure it out. And let the good
good vibration. Come and sweep me away.